Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're pressing on in the book of Psalms. We're up to Psalm number 18. And this is a long one. Okay, several of the Psalms have been short of recent days. But this one, I don't know, I think it had 50-something, maybe 50 verses, something like this. Even the title is long. And so I just want to look at this title and the first two verses, maybe a little more today, because this is actually quite profound, okay? And the title is this, For the Choir Director. Okay, so that's the start, just a sentence. For the Choir Director, a Psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spoke to the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. Yeah. You may remember where we've, I think, mentioned this before, this particular psalm in times past, because a lot of times there's similarity in the psalms, and we've seen some things here related to this idea being that this is the psalm that was written after David had been delivered from the hands of his enemy. We didn't see this in the psalms per se. We saw it over in a 2 Samuel, yeah, the 22nd chapter of 2 Samuel. It's nearly the same exact song, okay? Not quite, but nearly the same. So if you have an account of it in Samuel, and then you have an account of it here in Psalm 18. And so we have an idea of the timing. David wrote this psalm, and he spoke this psalm, spoke the words of this psalm to the Lord in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies, and from the hand of Saul. So this took a period of time. This wasn't just on one particular day. It took a while for all of his enemies to be set aside, for him to have victory over all of them. So he spoke these words. He wrote it down. He gave it to the choir director. And this is something they would have used in some form of worship. And it's interesting how they, at least, what am I reading here? The New American Standard handles it. It says, and he said, okay, that's part of the title. And he said, and then it begins with verse one proper, what he said. Listen to what he says here. I love you, Lord, my strength. So the first verse, David just declares from the get-go, I love you, O Lord, my strength. He declares that the Lord is Lord. He declares that he loves him. And he declares that the Lord is his very strength in all things. And then in the next verse, he fires off, I think I counted a while ago, seven things. I think that's right. Depends on how you divide them up. Seven things that the Lord is. Verse 2 says this, the Lord is my rock. He is my rock. And that word rock means like crag, C-R-A-G, crag. The idea being that this is a place that you can crawl into and hide and shelter yourself, not the idea of a rock that falls on you. You do get an idea of that in Daniel. But here's the idea of a place of safety. And you see it all through the scripture. I mean, from the Pentateuch in Deuteronomy 32, all the way through many psalms, okay, many, many psalms, call the Lord my rock. And we will see them. It's mentioned a couple times here in the 18th psalm. And then we'll see more as we go along. So the Lord is my rock, my place of shelter, and my fortress. Fortress. So the Lord is our rock. He is our fortress. Idea with that is like a fort, an inaccessible place, a place of safety, a stronghold. So the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. So that's the first phrase of verse 2. The deliverer simply means the one who saves us, the one who delivers us. It means to slip away, to escape, the one that allows us to slip away, enables us to escape. It is the Lord. So the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God. So he's declaring that he is Lord, and then he declares that he is his El, okay, that he is his God. And then he picks up the idea again, my rock, okay, my rock. But this time, it's a different word, okay, it's a different word. And it is the idea of a rock, the idea of a cliff, actually, a rocky wall, you know, who's going to be able to climb through, climb over, ascend the rocky wall of the protection of the Lord is the idea. So the Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge. So not only does he love the Lord, but he says, Lord, it is in you that I flee to, that I take refuge, that I find my protection. And it's literally the idea of trust. It's in the Lord that we trust. And he continues on, my shield. And again, there's several places in the Psalms that we'll see. I'm looking at 7 right now, and then we're going to see this idea of the Lord being our shield. The idea, particularly in the military type of thing, is a form of protection, that the Lord is our protector. And the horn, yes, the horn of my salvation. Psalm 75 gives a little hint in that where it says, and all the horns of the wicked he will cut off, but the horns of the righteous will be lifted up. Horns have various meanings, depends upon the context. The idea here is that the Lord is the one who is the power of our salvation. He is the one that brings forth our salvation. He is my stronghold. And so there, that's a lot like fortress, but it's a little different word. It literally means like a height, but it's a place where you can retreat to, a place of safety, a place of refuge. So just listen to all these things that were mentioned right here again in verse 2. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Obviously, David is bringing forth words of praise that are very, very personal. My, all the way through. He's declaring, this is the decision I've made. We saw that in a previous psalm. This is who the Lord is in relationship to me. Then in verse 3, he tells us sort of what the purpose is. I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. How many of the psalms have we seen so far in the first 17 where David was crying out because his enemies were coming against him, right? So now he's letting us know, hey, I called upon the Lord, the one who is worthy to be praised, and I'm saved. He saved me from my enemies. So this sort of begs the question of us, folks. Can we declare this in the same way that David did? Is the Lord our rock, our fortress, our deliverer, our refuge, the horn of our salvation, our stronghold? Do we call upon him, the one who is worthy to be praised? Do we trust in him? Do we truly rest in him? Or do we turn to ourselves? Do we trust in ourselves? Do we rest in ourselves? I dare say that many of the things that we face, the problems we face, the way that we react, et cetera, is because we do not turn to the Lord and declare what David did. I love you, Lord, my strength. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.